Pictures of practice.
Investigating policing. 17 and 18-year-olds from Codman Academy Charter Public School in Boston, United States. This picture of practice is based on Blair Barron's blog, Empowering Students to Become Agents of Social Change. The video, Policing in America, using powerful topics and texts to challenge, engage, and empower students, by EL Education, and interviews with Codman Academy faculty who were part of the POP US research. In high schools across the US, students discuss issues of race, inequality, and injustice, including questions about the police. Cafeterias, hallways, and social media are venues for this discourse that, for many, stem from everyday experiences. In the final months of the school year, 12th grade humanities teacher Blair Barron brings this conversation into her classroom at Codman Academy Charter Public School. Blair and the academic dean plan a unit of inquiry entitled Successes, Challenges, and Possibilities of Policing in the United States. As Blair explains, "This is an unbelievably compelling topic to my students. Almost all of my kids are kids of color, growing up in the inner city. This topic affects them every day." She continues, "Once you have found a topic that kids really care about and that is supported with great texts, it inspires students to work very hard. They will read deeper. They will question each other. They will push themselves. They will push each other. And they will be completely invested in the work of understanding the topic." Discussing race, policing, and injustices do not intuitively conjure an opportunity for playful teaching and learning, and the unit is not designed to be entertaining or fun. However, for educators like Blair's colleagues Tabiti Brown and Sydney Shafi, playful learning is characterized by experiences that are empowering, meaningful, and joyful. Experiences that activate positive emotions for students as they master and understand complex topics that are meaningful and important. As you read the story below, you will encounter students who are leading learning, feeling confident and empowered, and who are exploring the unknown, feeling that their inquiry matters. You will also find students who are finding joy in their learning, not manifested in laughing or joking, but in feelings of challenge, trust, safety, and the satisfaction of having mastered new skills and reached new understandings, markers named by Codman educators to describe playful learning. You will also find students who are finding joy in their learning, not manifested in laughing or joking, but in feelings of challenge, trust, safety, and the satisfaction of having mastered new skills and reached new understandings. Markers named by Codman educators to describe playful learning. It may feel risky to engage in inquiries of topics that create powerful emotions. What if the students come to wrong conclusions? Yet even with such pressing topics, students have the right to explore and try out ideas in ways that activate playful mindsets, allowing them to consider new possibilities and making it easier to engage in serious topics. An empowering and meaningful discussion. The unit on policing unfolds over 2 months, involves several case studies, and is supported by a range of texts. During one session, the class reads out loud portions of the U.S. Department of Justice's report on police practices in Ferguson, Missouri, written after the police killing of an unarmed 18-year-old African-American, Michael Brown. Blair's goals for the discussion, and the unit as a whole, include helping students know that they can do something about problematic police practices, are capable of delving into complex texts, and are academically ready for college. The passages are discussed in small groups, and students use a variety of note-taking strategies to make sense of the dense text. The following day, Blair facilitates a discussion about this and other readings. The discussion about the report begins by reviewing conversation norms. Aisha reads from a list on the wall. Talk to each other, not to me, the teacher. Listen and respond to each other, rather than just stating your opinion. Blair reminds the class of the sentence starters they learned, how to politely agree or disagree, and generally, have productive conversations. As in play, the rules are agreed upon and then followed. Oliver begins his comment with one of the sentence starters. I really want to respond to what Phoenix was saying. If you turn to page 71 of the New Jim Crow, it says you can get pulled over by basically acting too calm, acting too nervous, dressing casually, wearing expensive clothing or jewelry. Being one of the first to deplane, being one of the last to deplane. Marquis offers a different viewpoint. I know I'm going to be jumped on and you are all going to get upset, but I don't feel this is a problem. They, police departments, were created to protect us as citizens of America. Aisha immediately disagrees. I think that our country is in a national crisis, and I think that it's because people like you don't feel connected to it. I feel like that's the problem. In a quiet voice, Marquis responds, how can we get connected? Let's pause. There is tension in the air. Blair takes a breath. Wanting to help her students understand the power of listening and the value of taking time to process before responding, she says, okay, let's pause. I want you to disagree with each other. You've been doing so respectfully. Continue that, please. And a lot was just said, so everyone should take 2 minutes to jot down what was said. Blair then suggests students use graphic organizers to identify topics they want to come back to and discuss. After a few minutes of solo reflection, the conversation restarts. Students talk about the difference in media responses between black-on-black crimes and crimes committed against whites. Aisha asks her classmates, have you ever posed the question to yourself why there isn't a value on African-American lives by African-Americans? Jabria responds, in the article The Ghost of Dred Scott Haunts the Streets of Ferguson, Professor John A. Powell from the University of California, Berkeley, wrote, we have still not come to full recognition of blacks and other people of color as full citizens, as full people. As the class time ends, Blair notes that a number of topics have been raised that could be pursued further, perhaps as part of the students' final papers. Feelings of connection, challenge, and confidence. Let's assess Blair's learning goals by way of what her students think. With regard to meeting the goal of empowering students to address problematic police practices, Robert takes away a practical lesson. Eventually, because of my race, I will be stopped by the police, and in that case, it is very important for me to know what to say and what not to say. I don't want to be part of that statistic where I'm already going to be sent to jail before the age of 18. Jabria's takeaway is more activist. If you're not out there letting your voice be heard, then the odds aren't in your favor. As for feeling capable of analyzing complex texts, Aisha explains her thinking about the Department of Justice report. It's not written like a narrative. It's kind of difficult to read. But when you read it out loud and have discussions after, you really understand what it's saying. I feel like I'm prepared to read things that are difficult, and I might not understand it the first time I read it, but I've built tools where I can reread certain things or look up certain things that will help me understand it. It has made me learn how to dig deeper. I understand what I will be encountering when I go to college, and even beyond college. The inquiry clearly creates feelings of connection between the students, their communities, and the topic. It is, as Blair explains, an unbelievably compelling topic. As Jabria observes, I know a lot of times with students it's like, when am I ever going to use this in real life? This is something we are not just learning about. It is real life. You can be stopped on the street as you're going home, as you're walking to the bus. It's things we're experiencing every day. Delving into this complex topic with its dense and complicated texts is challenging. Yet along with the challenge comes feelings of confidence. Aisha is astute in observing that participating in this inquiry, with its conversations and complex readings, is preparing her and her classmates for college, only months away. School head Tabidi Brown agrees. To Tabidi, playful learning, and education in general, should be in service of students' connections, challenges, and confidence. He considers this student's agency. He explains, in working in a community that has not been valued by society in terms of voice, ownership of materials, and political power, agency is what can break this logjam. Knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can do and drive and change. If we can get our students to believe that they have the power to make a change in the world, then we have done our jobs. We cannot imagine a more joyful feeling than the power to change the world.